Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Try to reconnect with where you were the last time you meditated. The last time you meditated well. Because it was right here, right at the breath. And one of the basic principles of meditation is that you do try to remember what worked in the past and what didn't. At the end of each session, you should ask yourself, okay, what happened today? What went especially well? Where were you focused? And what had you been doing up to that point? And then the next time you meditate, see if you can get back in touch with that sense of the breath and the sense of your focus. And it may work out, it may not work out. If it doesn't work out, just make up your mind that the next time you're going to be more observant about what works and what doesn't work. And over time, this becomes a skill. If you're just sitting there with whatever comes up, and you don't make any note of what's been working well and what's not been working well, just think, well, sometimes it goes well, sometimes it doesn't, and you don't really think about it. It's never going to become a skill. It's just a place to rest for a bit, develop a little bit of equanimity, and then you have to leave. But if you can work on noticing what the causes are, then you get the effects that you want. And when you see the connection between the two, that's the beginning of discernment. So the discernment helps the concentration along, and then the concentration helps your discernment along. The two have to go together. That way you're more in control of what's happening in your mind, and when you're more in control of that, then you're more in control of what's happening in your life as well, the choices you make, the things you decide to do, decide not to do. Those decisions will be coming from a better place.